Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
There is a sense of urgency. Time is not on our side. I believe we understand that, and I believe we're going to regain the initiative.
Admiral Mike Mullen sounding very serious. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staffs, but compared to the way he's described the situation in Afghanistan before, that's relatively optimistic. Yeah. He called it deteriorating just a couple weeks ago. So is the strategy changing in Iraq? And if so, are things working in Iraq? We get those answers now from retired U.S. Colonel Sam Gardner. He taught military strategy and military operations at the National War College. Sam, what do you think of all this talk coming out about strategies, success, timelines?
I have to say that my primary reaction is one of pain. You know, remember we've done this? We've been there for 8 years, and we keep hearing things as if we're rediscovering what's going on there. And remember that General Petraeus did a strategy review around the first part of the year. And remember that General Jones, the National Security Advisor, said, oh, we're not going to consider talk of more troops beyond this increment. I mean, it's so interesting to me that, you know, this is 8 years, and we don't seem to know how to deal with the situation.
So you're not buying.
Getting worse.
You're not buying this sense of urgency in Afghanistan that Mike Mullen is talking about.
What his sense of urgency is, the means that he's going to lose support of the American people, and I think you're seeing evidence of that already. I mean, there was an article by George Will this last week that, you know, where he said the war doesn't make sense. And when both the right and the left seem to begin to argue that the war doesn't make sense and more than half of the American people believe it doesn't make sense, that's where his urgency comes from. We've got to do something before we lose support of the American people.
How long do you think? I mean, we also spoke with Senator Russ Feingold. He also is one of those who's calling for us to pull our troops, at least a timeline, to pull the troops out of Afghanistan. So how much time realistically do we have?
Well, we don't have any time to wait to think about how this ends without achieving these broad objectives we had set a long time ago. We abandoned some of them. Remember, we were going to set democracy and the free market enterprise in Afghanistan. That went away. Then the next objective was we're going to make it unsafe for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda to be there. And now the new talk seems to be focused on we want to make it safe for the people. I don't know that there's time to do that. One thing about insurgencies, and they'll all say this, is insurgencies take time to deal with. We've had 8 years, and we haven't been able to deal with it. And then this morning, you know, we read the report about the two tankers that were bombed that killed some 90 Afghan civilians. And in their press conference, Admiral Mullen and Secretary Gates said, we got to be careful about killing civilians. And the very next day, we have a major incident. So it's urgent from two respects. One of them is it does seem to be getting worse there. And the second is there's a question of how long the American people are going to tolerate this continuation and more and more and more and more.
Right. We're not exactly sure how many of them were militants and how many were civilians. Sam Gardner, retired U.S. colonel. He taught military strategy and military operations at the National War College. Thank you.
Takeaway there, time is not on our side of the Obama administration in Afghanistan.